Family Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 17, Letter Number 6394, Baruch Hashem, the 15th of Tammuz, Tov Shiyud Ches, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe is writing, I'm responding to your letter from Tuesday, the 13th of Tammuz, the day of the redemption of my father-in-law, the Prince of Israel, Nasi Yisrael. During an auspicious time, I will mention all those that you write about them on the Tzion, on the marker of the Baal HaSimcha, the Master of Joy, my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles, to everything that they need as befitting to what you write in your letter. And this that you write about your son. They have an issue with their son, in which we know his name, Shlita, how he sleeps very lightly. And every night, almost every night, he wakes up. So they're asking the Rebbe guidance, advice, what to do about the child wakes up. He says it's possible to say that he is lacking something in his food. And when that he's lacking will be fulfilled, so that will strengthen his nerves, that he would sleep in a more relaxed way. So that is the practical medical advice that the Rebbe is suggesting, to figure out what he's missing in his food, in his nutrition. And the Rebbe but says you should also check the mezuzah in the room in which he sleeps, and also to be very careful in the kosher, the food that he eats and drinks he's given to, they should be kosher. Through all this, the Rebbe says his condition will keep on improving. The Rebbe said it'll get much better. And the Rebbe says, since the divine, supreme divine, put you on a beautiful section of educating Jewish children, to educate them and the pure, holy, authentic Yiddishkeit. So you are a servant of Hashem. You're working in education, in holy education. So the Rebbe said, any addition that you make in this work that you do, which is the heavenly work, that would add many times as much in the blessings of the blessed Hashem in your personal matters and your family matters. May they live. And the Rebbe prays that you should give good news and all the above with blessings. And you see that the Rebbe is advising him, besides saying that he's going to pray at the gravesite of his father-in-law, and the Rebbe says that he will, he's suggesting maybe he needs some supplement in his food that he's missing over there, that will calm his nerves down so he can sleep more peacefully, and also to make sure the kosher food, that will keep on improving his condition. And the Rebbe says, you're working in education. The more you improve and do extra in education, this brings the blessings of Hashem even many times as much in your own personal life. And Rebbe prays for him, should be able to give good news. The Rebbe also puts a P.S. of Nichtav Betzidei. For sure, you know the three classes of Chumash, Tilim, and Tanya that are well known. We heard many times from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with the titles here, that they are equal for all people, and they have benefits, spiritual benefit for many different matters. So, if you want improvement for your child, keep Chitas, Chumash, Tilim, and Tanya. At least the Rebbe says, if you haven't done it, from here on you should keep it. So the Rebbe is advising him to do Chumash, Tilim, and Tanya for the benefit of the health of his child. Generally, it's good for many, many good things, as Rebbe said.